Show on radio now. 317-239-1009.
Okay, rumors. What have people been saying about you? Crazy rumors that you might have heard in your past. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Live the Web Girl. Let's see what we got real quick on our social. What are people saying about crazy rumors they've heard about themselves?
Belle said that I slept with two workers at the same time at a work conference.
Get it, girl!
And then Ashley said the classic, I was pregnant, even though it was definitely a food baby. I like to eat.
Yeah, there's a rumor that I was pregnant. It's like, listen.
I relate to that.
I'm just fat. Let's go to line number two. Jennifer on the Joe and Alex Show. Tell us about the crazy rumor you heard about yourself.
Hey, good morning. So when I was in seventh grade, my family, we moved because there was a lot of problems with our house. And, you know, my parents were tired of dumping money into it. So we just moved. But we moved to a new school district. And, you know, so I made all new friends and, you know, life went on. And 20 some years later, I was working and I was working with a girl from my first school. And one day she said, can I ask you something? And I was like, sure. And she said, why did you guys move? And I said, well, you know, the house and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she said, oh, and I said, why were you asking? She said, well, because after you left, there was a rumor going around that the reason you guys moved is because one night you were gang raped behind the football stadium.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So then I was mortified. I'm like, oh my God. So for 20 some years, all of the people at that school thought that about me.
Jeez.
I know. I don't have any idea where that would have come from.
Yeah.
This nasty kid stuff, you know?
Oh, for sure. Kids, like young kids, middle school, high school.
Holy crap.
Little bastards, like the things they create and come up with. Oh, my gosh. Hey, we're glad to hear that didn't happen. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Have a good day, guys.
Hey, you too. Let's go to Marie. Hey, Marie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was the rumor you heard about yourself?
That I was sleeping with my manager.
Nice.
Yeah, I was working at a restaurant in Noblesville, and I had only been there a couple of months. Went in one day for my shift, and they're like, hey, you know, did you know that so-and-so is saying this? And I'm like, saying what? And I'm like, you're sleeping with the boss. And I'm like, I wish, but no.
I wonder if the boss also heard that rumor.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I heard that you want to sleep with me. What do you say? Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Zach on the Joe and Alex Show, can you share a story with us, a crazy rumor you heard about yourself?
Yeah, I got a little crazy one back from when I was in high school. So I was a bigger guy. I had a bully issue. So one time I decided to take it into my own hands and ended up getting suspended over it. So during the 7-day suspension period, I come back to school, and there's rumors going around that the cops picked me up when I left, and I tried to disarm the officer and tried to shoot him. So yeah, there's another rumor that I tried to, you know, that I sucker punched and beat up my vice principal. And I'm just like, you know what, whatever, I'll own these rumors. I'll be the biggest, baddest mofo in this building now.
Oh, for sure, dude. That had to get you tons of chicks.
Whoa.
Like, he beat up a cop. He's so strong. I want to date him.
That is crazy.
I know. I mean, if anything, too, not that a rumor is good about you, but I'd rather have people like, oh, man, Joe, I respect cops, but Joe beat up two cops compared to like, oh, I caught Joe peeping into something. Like, yeah. I'd rather have that be the rumor, you know what I mean? Or like compared to a gang rape rumor. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Jennifer on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, my God, this is terrible. Jennifer, what was the crazy rumor like that was started about you? This is terrible.
Terrible. So I was living in an apartment and my car was out of commission. I worked fairly close, so I'd walk back and forth to work, walk back and forth to the corner store. And I started to date a guy that lived locally. And in the beginning of it, he said, you know, I have something I really need to ask you before we can really, you know, continue this. And I said, okay. He said, well, word on the street is that you're the local prostitute.
Because
you're always walking.
Oh, no.
I was just horrified. I was just like, that's what everyone thinks. I'm walking to work.
Oh,
so,
bless your heart.
Yeah.
It'd be even worse if, like, sometimes she actually got into cars and took a ride. She's like, sure, I'll take a free ride today.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, hey, Jennifer, where can people see you walking nowadays?
Nowhere. I am behind the wheel driving to work this morning.
Nice. She's got a car.
Moving on up. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for calling in. God, those are horrible. And honestly, I'm sure there's rumors about me. I don't even want to know what they are. Like, I think it's better not to know. Have you guys heard any rumors about me?
Have you read any of our comment sections on Facebook? Because that's where you, if you ever wanted to find a rumor about yourself, that's where I go.
No. is there anything about me, though? It's fine if there's not.
No, I mean, I've seen some stuff.
Oh, really?
You never have?
Not really.
You don't
no.
really look?
Not really. I mean, I like positive attention, but God, you say one negative thing and you destroy me.
Well, don't look.
Okay, cool. Well, I guess everybody just loves what we got going on here.